Oh, are we really going to go there?
So I'm going to shoot straight. The perception of a lot of between a lot of young people is that there is an untouchable ring of governmental and economic elites in this country that not only benefit, like she mentioned, but actively participate in sex trafficking.
Yeah, we are. And we're going to do that in the 5-minute focus for July 25th, 2022.
The Todd Herman Show is 100% disapproved by big pharma, technocrats, and tyrants everywhere. Now, from the high mountains of free America, here's the Emerald City Exile, Todd Herman.
Today is the day the Lord has made, and these are the times through which God has decided we shall live. The 5-minute focus is a look ahead to the next couple hours or so of podcasts, this for July 25th, 2022. Also an opportunity for you to hit the share button and send this to friends if you feel like they need to hear this stuff. To believe that we are the only generation and the first generation ever to avoid the sort of Baalism that involves inflicting one's sexual desires upon children would be fantasy. Also, to believe that we're the first generation that's going to get away with creating our own human gods, fake gods, and that God Almighty is not going to, well, snap back at us, to be blunt, that would also be fantasy. These two next programs are almost part one and part two. In part one, we're going to take a look at things the elites know, and they know they know.
I knew these vaccines were not going to protect against infection, and I think we overplayed the vaccines, and it made people then worry that it's not going to protect against severe disease and hospitalization.
That's Debbie Birx, and that's a woman who lied about 2 weeks to flatten the curve. She knew it wasn't going to be 2 weeks. She says in her book she has no data. Had no data to support the lockdowns, only the Chinese Communist Party doing it. And she wanted to do it. And there she's saying, oh, yeah, yeah, I know we were forcing people to get injected with stuff that had no possibility of stopping this virus. They all knew. They all knew, 100% of them know. And they know other things. This is the kind of doctor guy who's running the COVID response for whoever runs Joe Biden.
Vice President Harris is a close contact of the president's, and the CDC guidance says that if you're a close contact, you want to wear a well-fitting mask when you're around other people. She just spoke at a conference in DC and she hugged someone without a mask on. She was also maskless for most of that conversation. Would you have recommended that she keep her mask on, given that that is the CDC guidance?
You know, I'm not sure what I have not been tracking the vice president's activities.
That's the guy who is supposed to keep the White House COVID response on the up and up, but he's not paying attention to the woman who is second in line to power. Everyone knows that's not true. They know he's lying. Everybody knows the masks are theater. Everybody in the White House, everybody in power, they all know. And yet, Washington, D.C., believe it or not, Kentucky, Louisville, Kentucky, intends to force people back into masks. Washington, D.C. is going to force kids to get shot up. They all know. But then it gets creepy. You know about the app TikTok, right?
Her mom posts lots and lots of videos, and they have 17.3 million followers on TikTok, which I had a hard time wrapping my head around. It's just videos of a toddler. What moms are noticing is how many times these videos of Rin are being saved. I'm not sure if you can actually see this when my icons show up here, but this has been saved 10,000 times.
There's a video of this little girl that's been saved, I believe it's 378,000 times. Guess what she's doing? We are prepping an environment in this country that's been prepped before. None of this is new. The spirit of adults sexually gratifying themselves using the body of his children is not new. On an industrial scale is not new. We have classrooms designed to attract pedophiles. Now, I'm not saying that the specific design is to attract pedophiles, but you tell me, what sort of person responds to a job ad that says needed adult to teach five-year-olds about masturbation? Tell me about that sort of adult. Then we get to this. This is a question asked at a TED-like conference for someone. And she gets a chance to respond, and you'll hear the response during the program in hour one.
So I'm going to shoot straight. The perception a lot of between a lot of young people is that there is an untouchable ring of governmental and economic elites in this country that not only benefit, like she mentioned, but actively participate in sex trafficking. Mm-hmm. Jeffrey Epstein was an example. Robert Kraft was arrested not far from here.
He asks, is there any hope of going after these guys? Or is that just fantasy? Oh, he's asking? Yeah, he's asking Cindy McCain. Cindy McCain said many things, amongst them, yeah, we all knew. In hour two, as I said, it's sort of a part two. When someone shows you what they are, believe them.
This afternoon, the Secretary General and Klaus Schwab, the founder of the World Economic Forum, will witness the signing of a memorandum of understanding on a strategic partnership between the UN and the World Economic Forum, which outlines areas of cooperation to deepen engagement between the two institutions and to jointly accelerate the implementation of the 2030 agenda.
And we're told by the people who run Joe Biden that climate does what?
Because climate change creates instability, which creates insecurity in some places, and you can end up the fighting in Syria.
So they're against instability, right? That's what they're against, right? Also from the people who run Joe Biden.
How many individuals have presented TSA with arrest warrants or deportation notices and were permitted to travel in this calendar year?
Under 1,000, sir.
That's using an arrest warrant to get on a plane because you're an illegal immigrant. Instead of being arrested by DHS, they say, oh, thanks for the second form of ID. Instability? We'll also look at this. The Agenda 2030 and climate. Hey, look, it's got the help of CNN.
They've already announced in her office that once the public will be open to it, we're going to start focusing mainly on climate. Climate, like global warming.
So they're going to shift gears. When people show you what they are, believe them. Oh, and there's a number. The number is 500 million. Remember that number.
We cannot hide away from human population growth because, you know, it underlies so many of the other problems. All these things we talk about wouldn't be a problem if there was the size of population that there was 500 years ago.
That's Jane Goodall. She has a number in mind. And in hour two, when people show you what they are, believe them. We'll talk about that number. And it's so weird. That's a very consistent number that people want that involves 6.5 billion people dying. That's the 5-minute focus. This would be a great time to make sure we turn our face to God.